And he just didn't get it. He thought everyone was being jerks. And then, like, so
Pockets. He's like Michael Scott.
Yeah. That's valid.
The from The Office?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know who'd love that reference?
Who?
Jared.
That is accurate.
Rachel would too. She's a big Office fan. Like, that's like.
Because everyone should be.
Oh, I love The Office. I love The Office. But, I don't know.
I got no volume over here. Is this thing on? Is this thing on?
Woo!
Yep.
Good googly moogly. Holy shitballs.
That to be my alarm.
We cannot keep that loud, that in there.
How did it come out of nowhere like that? Woof.
Oof.
I'm keeping it, man. That was classic. Nah, it's not even recording this, so we're good.
Okay.
It's funny because like it's pretty recording dark. Us, but it's not recording the phone.
Oh,
thing.
We didn't record that. Good, yeah. Because that would be... That we would lose listeners for sure.
Well, it's funny because we all reacted to it. There's no sound there.
For no reason.
So we're just all like, oh my God, on the recording. But there's nothing there, which I find to be entirely funny. Okay. Anyway, let's see if I can manage the volume here and hit play again. Well, see, because it's showing the Paramount logo and there's no volume. So I was like, there must be something. Turn up, turn up, turn up.
Charlie Brown. I can't believe it. She must think I'm the most stupid person alive.
So she's trying to get him to kick the football.
That's the beginning of this one?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what's happening right now.
Come on, Charlie Brown. I'll hold the ball and you kick it. Hold it? Ha! You'll pull it away and I'll land flat on my back and kill myself.
So far, I don't recognize that.
Well, I mean, that kind of rings a bell. Like,
everything.
Peanuts. Yeah,
every
peanut.
Be making popcorn and toast for Thanksgiving dinner.
So wait, do you actually remember it?
Yes.
Okay. See, I thought you just knew that it existed, but I didn't know you could actually hold a conversation about
it.
Oh,
yeah.
And at some point, Snoopy makes that sound that he does.
In every episode?
I love it, yeah. And it always makes me laugh. Yeah.
What were you? Who cares? Whatever. Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, man.
I don't know if any of that intro that we just did for 6 minutes is going to make it in there. But if
maybe
it does,
not. We'll start at, hey, what's up, man? By the way, Siri sucks.
Wrong.
No, I'm not wrong.
You are wrong.
Not wrong.
You are.
You know what?
You are wrong.
What would be better?
The only thing, you need to expand your statement on why or how.
Okay.
Before you say, because I will agree that if you ask a somewhat general knowledge question that instead of Googling, you ask Siri.
It sucks.
Stupid because all she does is type it into
Google
and say, let's look on the internet. And I'm like, that's the opposite of why I'm asking you.
Because what I want to do is say, Siri, fucking Google this, please, because this is what I need to know.
Right.
Instead of like, I don't know, but here's this.
This is what I found on the internet.
Yeah. 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 And she doesn't interact with you like Alexa or OK Google does.
This is
like where they like give you verbal responses,
right?
That are handy,
but
that's what you need when you're using
hands free. The reason is because that's not what it's made for.
What's it made for?
It's made to be an audio video or an audio visual guide. Because Alexa and Google, the only thing that they have going for them is they have a voice, but they can't show you. So they have to keep digging it. And if you ask, like, Alexa, like, hey, Alexa, what's the score of the Charger game? Instead of it popping, because I say, hey, Siri, what's the score of the game? She'll show me.
No, but she Alexa, won't.
Yes, she will.
Okay, well, she won't do. This is because what I just used. As I say, Siri, what radio station is the Monday Night Football on in San Diego? Well, I'm desperately trying to listen to the Seahawks on the way home.
Sure.
And the San Diego Chargers play the Minnesota Vikings. No, Siri. Like, and it's ridiculous.
Well, you could just know it's 1360, which plays the
Monday Night
game.
It wasn't.
What?
Yeah, it was Aztec basketball on.
1360?
Yes.
That's usually where they play Westwood One games.
Exactly. And It wasn't on 1090, and it wasn't anywhere.
And Siri didn't know?
Siri didn't know. All she could say was, like, the San Diego Chargers play, blah, blah, blah. And like,
well, see, that's how I know that you're lying to me, because she wouldn't say San Diego Chargers.
She did.
No way.
Oh, there's no, like, record of... All right, here we go. Here we go.
She would say Los Angeles.
Siri, when... Okay, never mind. Hold on.
See what I'm saying here? Called you out there, bro.
No, we're going to... Bro. We're going to prove this. All right.
Wrong.
Siri, what radio station in San Diego is Monday Night Football on?
Which San Diego...
That's what she
says. San Diego Chargers or San Diego Toreros.
Why do you have Australia, Siri?
I don't know. It's a little different. But anyway, I couldn't get an answer for that. And in fact, I couldn't get it on the internet. I'm like Googling it.
So it's not just Siri's fault then?
If Google can't find it, blame Siri.
Well, see, you just can't do that.
Well, Siri is the worst at directions, though.
That's wrong, too.
That is not wrong.
Abby likes lady.
What is wrong with your family and Apple products?
No, they don't have Apple phones. Or she doesn't have Apple phones.
Well, then how do you have Siri?
Our other sister has it. So.
All I know is that I could talk to my watch and she always answers me and does the things that I want her to do on my watch. Like I could say the words hey and her name and then tell her to set a timer and she will do that.
Yeah, no, that's handy, and I do that a lot. Like, set a timer for blah, blah, blah.
Google
and,
does that, too.
And sometimes, yes. But if it doesn't, if I don't have an internet, it won't connect, and so sometimes I'm, like, a little frustrated at the park. But anyway, it's all good. Siri, I'll give her a little leeway, but I wish that they would just incorporate the internet accessibility and the vocal response that Google and
Alexa
does.
Yes. No, it is very valid. Well, I don't understand why there isn't an Apple version of those things.
Because like, Apple wants to control it so much, you know.
No, but that's the thing. Just come out with a Siri box or whatever, Siri, home Siri or whatever, and it's just like the Alexa or the Google Home thing. And you just, hey, Siri, what's the weather? And she just talks to you. Like, I don't understand why Apple doesn't have that yet.
Huh.
Because they weren't the first, but they were the, like, Siri was the first, like, real mainstream popular, like, assistant. Like, digital assistant.
Hmm.
And then they don't even have a box yet, which is very bizarre to me.
Well, you know, we used to have, for a brief window, God, that was really a brief window, but dedicated directional servers like TomTom and all that. And man, that just kind of like
the GPS world.
Yeah. And it was so short lived because all of a sudden they're obsolete because you can do the same thing on your phone.
Imagine if you like invested in TomTom, you're like, I'm a millionaire. Right. And then smartphones came out and you're like, oh shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Guess what? They can do the same thing. That's how I always feel when I feel like I come up with the best like new invention idea.
Yeah.
You mean this that's been out for the last year and a half or two?
Like, Damn it.
God, I've never heard of it.
Like, well, that was me with solar-powered Christmas lights. I was like, this is the most brilliant thing of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I Googled it, and I was like, those assholes already exist. Because it was, like, right before, like, solar power really kicked off and, like, you could get solar-powered anything. I was like, if I don't have to plug it in and I can just let it sit on, like, a little solar power just charging up and then I don't have to turn it off because it's going to run out of juice.
Right.
And it just powers my lights, and when it's dark, they're on.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is the most brilliant idea I've ever had.
Yeah.
And then they existed.
Yeah.
I was like, those fucking...
I have to just accept that a lot of times, like, great ideas will kind of surface because of conditions and circumstances, and that you're not as unique as we think we are, you know, like, in that, like, this is a great idea, you know, and I think those are great ideas.
Right.
They are great ideas, but it just so happens that someone else had it as well, and they acted on it first.
Suck.
My first one was, this goes back a while,
sure,
a cassette recorder.
What now?
I mean, rewinder. Excuse me. A rewinder. A little unit that would crank a cassette. Because remember, did you ever use cassettes?
Yes.
Okay. So.
But I just would put it in the machine.
Right.
And hit rewind.
But say you're playing you're playing it on the machine. And sure. Like you're listening, you know, when you listen to music a lot.
Yeah.
You know, you have kind of like all the things set up and ready to go. And you're like, oh, this isn't rewound. You know, I got to spend 4 minutes or whatever rewinding it.
Yeah, using the
or
pencil.
Mm-hmm. But that was like. So, and I even like remember sketching it out and everything with a series of gears.
It was
and
just a crank. Thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that, and I was sure this is going to be my baby. Like, this is going to be it. And then my roommate, Pete, not Ben Budka, Abby's old boyfriend, but Pete.
Sure.
A guy named Pete who was living with us said, you mean this?
He had like, one?
Yes.
Was it essentially a Walkman without a speaker?
No, it was just like a cassette, like a the cassette box.
Yeah.
The things, essentially that size of a thing.
Sure.
That you would kind of like fit a cassette in there, and it had a little crank on it.
Oh, and, but it wasn't automatic. See, you needed to make that thing battery powered, bro.
It's not too late to make my solar-powered cassette rewinder. I'm going to make $1 million off of this thing.
You know, now would be the time, dude. Retro is in.
You know?
They literally sell now. It's this little, it looks like, have you seen those little, like, the special design hole punches that has, like, a heart on it? It's like, yay.
So you can punch out a heart?
Right.
I have not.
You've never seen one of those things?
Nope, that doesn't ring a bell.
Okay, well,
I trust you.
What's another way to, like, a miniature stapler?
Okay.
Like, have you ever seen those little teeny tiny ones? Now, they have something that looks like that, only it's wide enough to fit a cassette through, and you clamp it on to a cassette, one side of it, and then it plays the, it's like a mini speaker that plays the cassettes.
No.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
And you can buy that right now.
And now
it's a new thing. It's like a wireless Bluetooth or, you know, battery, rechargeable battery thing. It clamps on and it plays the cassette, and you can hear it through the little thing that clamps on it.
So it clamps on enough to go into the little gear in the middle of one side.
Yes.
Okay. And then it has a little motor in it that turns it, and a little speaker and a little
needle
thing. And I need one.
How many cassettes do you have?
I have a box of cassettes somewhere.
Do you really need it?
No,
or do you just
really
need a Bluetooth speaker
really
to stream from Spotify to the thing that you want? Because cassettes sucked, man.
So wait a minute. So it has a Bluetooth thing, and then you can hook it to your speaker.
I don't know if it has Bluetooth. I just know that it plays cassettes.
Brilliant, too, because then you could Bluetooth it up to your speakers that everyone has. Not a lot of folks have detachable Bluetooth speakers. And then, boom, you could listen to stuff. And speaking of cassettes, I have all these cassettes.
Sure.
And I found one, and I was so excited about, this is like a current events thing right now. So I was all excited because I found the cassette tape that I had that maybe 10 years ago I recorded off of Air America when I was calling guests on the Al Franken show.
Oh, so really?
And I was all excited about posting that because he's a senator now, and he's like, and they were even talking about a presidential run, and now he's done for. I
don't think he's done for.
Are we going to talk about that?
Have to talk about it. But
okay, we need to do our intro first.
All right,
but I do kind of want to talk a little bit about that because it relates to Hollywood-ish kind of stuff.
Okay.
Anyway, visit lifesabinge.com. Find us on all social media at lifesabinge. Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, all that good stuff. Life's a binge.
Our Facebook.
I've said it before. Yeah, mainly Facebook, which is facebook.com/lifesabinge. And I've said it before, but go back and check out the YouTubes. There's some fun videos that we did, movie reviews and this and such. So check those out. They're
and
still
you can
there.
See all of our 126 episodes, something like
this
that.
This is 126.
Good Lord.
This is 126.
How did that happen?
It's crazy, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happened. But anyway, there's some great topics in there and great episodes.
Search them out.
There are times when we play a rerun,
right.
It's like one that
we
pick like
the gold.
We listen to it and we're like, dang, this is great. And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So
there's
a lot
many more.
There's many of them. Many of them in there. So
yes. So check those out. And let's get this one
inhale big.
Rolling.
Okay, Abby. Ready?
Life's a binge.
Right?
Oh, that was tremendous.
Yes, it happened. Now we're really recording after 18 minutes of not recording.
Better than 26 last week.
Well, yeah, well,
we had to catch up.
We had to catch up.
We had to tell the stories.
So
happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Let's talk politics. it'll just be like your house,
yes,
where everyone's yelling at each other, which is kind of it's kind of fitting. Like, do you guys have crazy political talks at Thanksgiving?
No.
No?
Not really.
So
I mean,
you guys
because there's
avoid
no
it like the plague or
well,
what?
Well, you know what?
Or you guys are all on the same side, so
we're
there's
on the
not
same
really.
Page. Yeah, we're on the same page. And so there's never any need to. Sometimes we'll talk about, like, God, isn't this stupid, and can you believe this?
Right.
But we're not, there's no...
I can't believe it!
Right. But,
yeah.
And on my other family's side, that might be an issue.
Right.
It might be an issue. In fact, there's a decent chance that that might be something that comes up this Thanksgiving. Tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow, so, as we're recording. It's Wednesday before Thanksgiving. One of the big things that bugs me about Thanksgiving is not anything to do with politics, so I'm totally changing. I posted on Facebook the other day because I was watching, I believe it was Monday Night Football, and I was watching the game, and I heard this quote from Walmart, and it said, "Black Friday this Thursday at 6 p.m. And that was the quote. And I literally quoted it and posted it on Facebook. It said, quote, "Black Friday this Thursday at 6 p.m. And I was like, what the hell is, what? Like, I get it to an extent, but I'm like, it was Black Friday because you actually had to get up in the middle of the night and, like, go to the store to get in line at, like, 3 a.m. So when they opened at 8, you were in line and, like, whatever. And now it's like, eh, we're just not going to close. Just show up. Because, like, if you just show up at 6, I'm still eating dinner.
Yeah. Like, the whole thing is disgusting. Like, it's disgusting to me.
Regular Black Friday, it was a thing.
It was like, a thing, but
it was a thing. I get where you're getting it's disgusting,
right?
But it was an event. It was tied in with Thanksgiving, and it, like, sure, it's all shopping and capitalism, blah blah blah. But it was still a separate event, and it was its own thing.
And it was a certain amount of, like, a cultish almost thing to it.
People who did it.
You know, when you're in the middle of the night, when you camp out with something, you're kind of like on drugs, you know, or maybe literally on drugs.
Right.
But like you're it's a weird.
You're in the
headspace.
Zone.
Yeah,
you're in the zone.
It's a weird headspace at 5 a.m. with a bunch of strangers.
Sure.
You know, and so it's kind of like, hey, we're all in the same club together, and it's kind of
fun.
But
do you think the stampedes and fist fights have gone down since?
Since what?
Since now it's just
opening up on Thursday. Yeah.
Maybe.
I think it's on Wednesday.
Probably.
That was the whole idea, because, like, the doors would open, and they'd be like, I'm getting the TV, because we only have 6 of them.
Right.
But it's like, you know, there's an easier solution than opening up at 6 o'clock on, because, like,
get more TVs?
Not only that, but just go out and, like, make different lines. Like, people, as human beings, we are suckers for lines. We're like, ooh, there's a line. I
something
need to go stand
important.
In it.
Yeah, there must be something
I need
important.
To go stand in this line.
Yeah.
What's at the end of it? No idea. But people are lining up. Therefore, I need to automatically line up as well. Because everyone does it.
That was me during the eclipse at Madras, which was the eclipse central of the world, I think, at that time. Like, that was the main place to be.
Yep.
But they had a huge line at the Solar Fest.
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, what is it? What is it? We get to the very front. What is it? You get to look through the telescope.
Great. I waited an hour and a half for this.
You know the eclipse
shit.
Isn't until tomorrow, right? Like, this is the day before. So, like, you know, it's not till tomorrow. But I bet you it was a fantastic telescope.
Oh, I'm sure.
And what was cool, it was a lot of nerds. It was great.
Yeah.
It was great.
Oh, of course.
It was so cool.
But yeah, you just get in line. So, like, if you just had, you know, who wants the TV, then they get in that line. Or, like, you just go down the line and be like, who wants the TV? Me. Here's a wristband.
Now,
or here's a ticket for a TV.
Yeah,
right, because people are getting trampled. But now they're like, well, we're just going to open at 6. And then they have lines in the store, and you can't buy it until midnight or whatever. But, like, it's just, it's.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, a lot of that's changing now because
of
so much more online availability.
Oh, yeah, but that's Cyber Monday.
And, you know.
Good old Cyber Monday. Woot, woot.
Cyber Monday will probably be the day before Thanksgiving. And then,
no, it's that's already a thing. Cyber Monday is the Monday
after
Black
Friday.
I'm saying, like, the way that the holiday's been creeping
and
creeping.
Oh, they already do. Black Friday sales all week.
It's on Thursday.
Black Friday sales all week online. And I'm like, ugh. I'm like, you. But just the sheer I can't even say it. How stupid is it that it's Black Friday this Thursday? You put it in the same sentence.
Right.
Black Friday this Thursday. That's like saying. It's so stupid. I don't. It drove me bonkers.
Stupid.
Super Bowl Sunday on Saturday.
Right. Yeah. It's like this Saturday, Super Bowl Sunday.
Are
what?
You hearing yourself?
Yeah. You just said two different days, but you said this Friday on Sat. It was so stupid. I bug me. Why were we talking about? Oh, Thanksgiving? I don't know.
Because it's Thanksgiving.
Right. Yeah, I guess. Who knows? Oh, because I was trying to avoid talking about politics and stuff.
No, right. That was well, it. We got really nothing to say about politics.
I kind of do.
Do you? Then let's say it.
No, because it makes me sound like a terrible person.
All right, let's hear it. Give Tony some ammo.
No, because there's no way to say it to make it sound not...
Not dicky? What? All right, now you got to tell all of us.
Sure.
I'm speaking for all the listeners right now.
Nope, I can't. There's no... I can't do
You're
it.
Selling this beautifully. I'm just saying.
No, but
I'm
I can't. There's no way to... I don't know. There's no way to do it. I got to avoid it.
Okay. Because potentially you might...
it's just...
Your family...
No. I don't care about any of that. You know what? I don't care. It's just like... enough already, kind of, I guess, is the mindset.
With the politics?
With everything. Yeah. With everything. Like, yeah. Social media and the media in general is like, hey, here's a picture of Al Franken, quote, groping a woman on an airplane from 1992, and now he's the worst human being of all time. And, like, right. I get it. I totally get it. And I'm not, like, defending
the action,
rapists
right.
and
exactly.
all these, like, abusers and stuff. But it's like, I don't know. It's like, it's almost like, really? Like, really? I don't know. See what I'm saying? I sound like a terrible person.
No, you don't. Because that's like, that's what's going on right now.
And that's
legitimate. Right. And what's legitimate is that we are at a point where we're kind of, there's a lot of awakening going on.
It's super saturated.
And but
because of the awakening and the we have voices
right.
and
yes. and so let me get in on it and somebody who's maybe been holding on to something for a very long time
sure.
they're like, you know what, I really need to get this off of my chest. I've been holding on to this for 30 years
correct
and it's been making me sick my whole life. I need to like let this go. This person did this at this time and it really affected me and
right.
now, there, phew, now I've did it, and I feel a little better, and
right.
and that's all good, like, I think.
Absolutely.
But
I totally agree.
In the numbers that it is, and this isn't like saying that in any way it's bad, but in the numbers that it's happening, it gets depressing.
Yes.
But
it's super depressing.
I don't know, man, I think awakening is painful, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, the Me Too's, that was hard, man.
Well, yeah. Well, and then like, it's a world that I will never understand. I am a white male. Like I have all the privilege in the world. It's
right.
just something that I will never fully grasp. And you know, lucky me.
But don't you think you probably do more now than you did yesterday?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's, I guess the John Lasseter thing really kind of hit me.
I don't know. I'm not
hard.
Familiar with that.
So he is taking
comedian?
A leave. John Lasseter is the executive or the COO, CCO, CCO of Disney Pixar. He's basically the president founder of Pixar Studios.
Okay.
And he
Toy
is,
Story.
Yep.
All those.
Directed Toy Story 1, Toy Story 2, wrote and directed many other Pixar films. He's like a big, he is Pixar.
Big
basically.
Wig.
He is Pixar. Mm-hmm. And he is now taking a leave of absence for some, quote, missteps that happened along the way. And the only stories that have come out is, like, he likes to hug people. He's a hugger. And the only thing that I was able to dig up on the internet is that he hugged some people, and they thought that he was making unwanted advances towards them.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, well, if that's the case, I'm sorry, and I will take a leave of absence from the company, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And so that, I'm like... The only thing that came out is he hugs people, and he hugs literally everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And some people were like, I didn't like that he hugged me. He was making an unwanted sexual advance towards me by giving me this hug. And I wasn't there. I'm not the one doing the hugging or
right.
getting the
right.
acceptance of the hug. But I'm like, that's where I'm like, are you kidding me right now with this? And like, I don't want to make light of victims, and I'm not trying to shame any victims at all. So please don't. That's why I'm saying it sounds terrible of me to say these things.
Right.
But I'm like, if a guy's giving you a hug, like, I don't know. You know what I mean? It's like,
right.
I could look at you wrong and you think that I'm abusing you. And,
yeah.
And like, that sounds terrible. And like I said, there's no way for me to not sound like I'm a terrible person for saying these things out loud.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, where's the line? Like, I don't know. It's so bizarre. Like when I was leaving your house today, everyone hugged me.
Right.
I went to like shake people's hands because like I don't necessarily really know your dad. I've met him like twice.
Right.
And I went to shake his hand. And he hugged me.
Right.
And like,
okay.
Like
Richie's. Like,
I don't care. I like hugs.
Right.
But maybe somebody doesn't. But like it's a hug. Like it's a.
Right.
I don't know. So
it's tough because a lot of times it is just that. But a lot of times, and first of all, we got to introduce our guest.
Oh, sorry. Because I thought we already did that. I was just going to say, what do you think as a woman?
Because we subconsciously have put her in her place as a woman.
No.
I'm just kidding. But that's, you know, you never know. Maybe we did, you know, but probably not just because we're friends and she's my sister and we're all family. Essentially.
Yeah.
But anyway, my sister Abby's joining us today.
Hooray!
This makes me so happy.
No, me too. We've been talking about this for quite some time.
Happy to be here.
Yeah.
Good. And so Abby's going to be offering her perspective on whatever she likes to offer her.
Well, I would really like your perspective on what I was just spitting out as a stupid, ignorant white male.
I think with the amount of accusations coming out and truths being told, for so long, when anybody spoke up and did tell the truth, it was pushed aside and it was pushed under the rug.
Yes.
And they were told that they were just attention-seeking and they were just money grabbers, especially when it dealt with Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
When they still get told that, too.
Or yeah. Washington.
You just want attention. Anyone famous, you just want attention.
And that I'm applauding. Please keep coming forward. Please keep saying your stories. Because I don't think it's in the mindset of Americans that it doesn't happen to, which is mostly, I'm assuming, white men. I don't know all the statistics.
Yep.
But
the only white male that gets sexually assaulted is Michael Douglas in every movie.
Every movie.
Yeah. He's so sexy that women have to force him to.
Yeah.
Anyway. So.
And I think it does go both ways. I don't think there's denial in that. I was thinking about myself when I was working in a resort. I had this coworker, Robert, who'd go running, and oh my god, he was a human god.
Adonis.
You know? He was and I would pet him. I'm like, I don't want to do anything with you. You're amazing. You're an amazing specimen. I'm like, that's bad.
Right.
Because if it was turned, the tables were turned, that would be wrong.
Right. But it's like, it's so situational and it's so weird because depending on like you could do the same exact thing, two different places, two different people, and one person is all for it and the other person is like, you're the biggest creep on the earth.
It absolutely is, and it just makes everyone kind of raise your game. You got to raise your game.
No,
you gotta,
it's
like,
very very true.
You got to like read the situation. You got to err on the side of caution. You got to use something else, you know, as if you're either being sincerely affectionate in a hug or trying to be charming and whatever, that you have to like.
Well, you also have to read the person and like
you do.
Understand if they, well, this, that was a bad call. I'm sorry about that. And like, instead of just going for it and being like, whoop, you have to like, oh, they didn't like that hug. I'm sorry. I'm a huggy person. So I'm sorry. I didn't want to offend you, but please let's continue this conversation and don't just think I'm a creep because I hugged you,
right?
Type thing,
yeah.
But I am all for everyone telling their story, and I, like I said, I'm not trying to like victim shame at all. So please don't think that of me. But it's almost like the people, like the Al Franken thing, is really the big one for me because he's been looked at and viewed as being a very decent, well liked, really good person. Like his whole life and career. And this one thing is like they're trying to now make him the like a devil person.
They're trying
to ruin his everything. Hey. And I'm like, if the goal is to like say, hey, I didn't like this when it happened and it's been affecting me for years and years and years, I just want to get that out there. And then he's like, I'm sorry you felt that way. That wasn't my intent. And they're like, great, cool, thanks, high five. I'm glad I got it off my chest, and I'm glad you apologized for it. Then the more the merrier. But it seems to be like he did this to me, and he needs to pay in rotten hell for it.
Right.
It seems to be like the main accusations that at least the media are putting out there.
Right.
And it just depends on what media site you're looking at. But it's also like this is instead of just having a conversation or like this happened to me and I feel bad about it, And then he apologizes or whatever. And it just seems like they just want to ruin everything. Like somebody that's a horrible, horrendous person, like a Weinstein situation.
Right.
Where that is unacceptable. Mm-hmm. There's no, you can say you're sorry however many times you want, but that's a repeated offender doing horrific things. Whereas Al Franken took an inappropriate photo with somebody that was asleep on an airplane.
Admittedly, especially now when you look at it, crossed the line and made a bad decision.
Right. It shouldn't have happened.
But it doesn't have to cancel out every good thing he stands for. Now, the question is whether or not, since he did that, he is now no longer appropriate for public office.
Right.
And now, and my concern is that, like, if we say, like, well, Al Franken didn't mean to, you know, it wasn't as bad as thing, and he's done all these other good things, and I, you know, and he's apologized, and if we do let that go, then we let the pee grabber in office go as well, you know, and that to me is not acceptable, you know.
Right. But that's the problem. But it's like it's so.
But they have let it go. People have let
clearly
that.
They've let it go. Yeah, and absolutely. Not only that, but they decided and they rationalized it to a point to where you know. He got elected, you know, with 2 million less votes.
Well, I think the big difference maker or decider should be if the person apologizes, and then the person, if the person apologizes and the victim accepts the apology, then it should end it. You know, unless it's a crime, then they have to go through whatever. Mm-hmm. But like the picture that the Al Franken picture. Like, as far as I know, and this could just be me not knowing the full story, he wasn't even really touching her.
Well, she had a flak jacket on, but still, it's still, like, it's
so the picture that I
violation.
Saw, it looks like he was not, right, of course.
Yeah.
But it's
he's
like,
asleep, yeah.
Right, absolutely.
And he's mugging for the camera.
Oh,
so,
of course.
So clearly
he's totally
there's an attitude
whole
of,
thing.
Hey,
ha,
look
ha,
at this.
Right.
Now, I have to admit that in my high school years, I remember going to a theater party and saying, "Oh, watch this! It'll be funny when we take this picture. I'll lift up what's her name? You know, Lisa's dress. I don't know if you remember that or not. At a pizza party, and we have a picture of me lifting up a girl's dress.
Right.
And I'm thinking about that now, and it really is upsetting. Like that I'd be so stupid.
Right.
You know, but I'm 17 or 16 years old, and
but these are like that." Like, I can think of stuff that happened like that in elementary school.
Yeah.
Like, I never participated, but there was a thing called Flip Up Friday.
Oh,
it was
right.
literally a
or
thing.
Pantsing.
Where, like, Flip Up Friday was, like, people would walk around and, like, flip skirts. Like, that's what it was called on the playground. It was a game.
Right.
Just like Smear the Queer was a game.
Right. Except we never called it that.
What did you call it?
We call it Kill the Man with the Ball. Like, seriously, that's what we called it in Chicago.
That's a better name.
We called it Kill the Man with the Ball. And then when I heard about that, I was like, God, we never called it that.
That's what it was called, yeah.
You know, and the movie that I was in, have I ever mentioned the movie that I was in?
What was that movie?
Was Ready, OK.
Oh, it was about, okay.
Yeah, Ready, OK. Yeah, it's a cheerleading
James
movie.
James Vasquez?
And he said he throws that line in there.
Smear the Queer.
Yeah, and then the kid is, they never say in the movie that the kid is a gay kid.
Right, well, they weren't. Like, it wasn't like, let's go beat up the gay kid. It was whoever had the ball, and it just the name of it was horribly offensive.
Right.
We weren't like, wait, let's go beat up the gay kid, and we'll call that Smear the Queer. It was
exactly.
the same game.
Yeah, no,
you
that's
just knew
a,
it by the PC title, even though you
didn't
even
know
it was
PC.
Right?
I had no idea. Yeah, we just played a game where throw the ball and whoever gets it gets tackled. It was like some kind of like
it's
really
like a
renegade independent football game where everyone's on their own team.
Absolutely.
And if you have the ball, you're trying to stay alive.
And if they were coming for you, you could either take the hit or ditch the ball.
Or you could pitch it. Yeah, you could pitch it if you want. But
same
I
game.
Used to love that game.
Yeah, it was
I used
fun.
To play it, so I was good at it.
Yeah, it was fun.
I was the best queer. You should have seen me. I could never get tackled. They would never smear me.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. It's just it's just, I don't know. Like I said, I'm glad that people are coming out and getting their stories out there in the public.
Yeah, especially Hollywood because it is. And
Hollywood is a big problem.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a secret. This is like what kind of like baffles me when people like are surprised that there's groups that Black Lives Matter.
Right.
Where it's like, do you think that like police violence against minorities is a new thing?
Right.
Like 25 years ago is when F the Police came out.
Right.
You know, this wasn't a new thing. And that was already 20 years old in the black community as far as like this type of issue. It's not a new thing.
Well, yeah.
And people are like, I don't see any discrimination. It just happens to be that all the criminals are black.
Yeah.
You know, so it's...
For the record, that might have sounded like me, but that was actually BJ.
I said it, Tony La Mesa.
He was doing the white guy voice.
Yeah. But yeah.
Which I find to be super funny, by the way. I think that's hilarious.
I don't know if that was my white guy.
Oh, no.
My
white but guy. You know what I'm talking about. Like that. But that's like super racist, kind of. But it's like, it's like usually comedians that do that, and
right?
It's so funny. Like, I don't know.
It's true. It's true.
It's so funny to me.
See, black guys are like this.
We talk like this.
White guys are like this. It's true because it's funny. It's funny because it's true.
Yeah. Anyway. So Thanksgiving is fun.
Thanksgiving is fun. Is there any Thanksgiving television or movies? Like, that's the question. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
She claims Charlie
Brown Thanksgiving is a thing.
Okay, raise your hand out there if you've heard of it. Okay,
great. I've
seen nobody. Nobody's raising their hands.
Oh, so many people are raising their hands.
No, I can see in everyone's car.
And I feel so bad about Peppermint Patty having nowhere to go, so she has to go with Charlie Brown to his grandmother's house. And Snoopy makes popcorn and toast for dinner.
So the plot is, it revolves around Peppermint Patty?
No.
It revolves around Charlie Brown?
It revolves around Thanksgiving.
So,
and they have this Friendsgiving with all these kids, and the dog makes dinner.
Classic. That's a classic thing.
The dog makes dinner. It's like our house.
I just don't know it. It's so weird. Like, to me, there's no Thanksgiving gets shafted on everything.
You know why? And I kind of realized this recently.
What's that?
That why, first of all, because capitalism. That's why Christmas is spread out so far. And that's why Halloween is much more marketable. And there's much more money to be made in Halloween. So that season has kind of spread out.
It's now the number one. It's the number one, like, money.
No, it couldn't have passed Christmas.
I think it did.
I don't think so.
I think it did.
I'm going to disagree because
I don't know. I'm pretty sure.
But my instincts say.
I'm pretty sure.
You're pretty sure? Now, you're not the same as pretty sure as I am.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure on
okay.
this one.
Well, okay. I'll give you that.
I think it's now.
We can look at it.
I think it's now the top grossing holiday in the United States.
Oy, like, I find that very hard to believe. Mm-hmm. And so my instincts, might have to say, I'm pretty sure you're wrong.
Well, I'm wondering what they're basing that number on. Because obviously, like,
well, because
people buy presents and stuff at Christmas.
It seems like that's a much larger window.
It seems like it is, but there's also the candy and the decorations and stuff for Halloween,
which is
too.
To me, that just sounds more limited. Like, I mean, it sounds like it's like big, but I could be wrong. You want to check it now?
I am going to Google it.
All right, you Google it, and we'll find out.
I have a computer in front of me, and I pick up my phone.
Do you think the PC-ness of Thanksgiving is taking over?
Well, I don't think that.
In terms of not celebrating it, because
I just kind of figured that it's not as marketable in the way that Halloween and Christmas are, because there's food, you know, food takes a big hike
and a massacre,
turkeys, yes, and
all the genocide,
yes,
genocide. It's hard to market that. Just ask Hitler.
It is, it is, and you know, there was just a thing on NPR about. There's a holiday, and I'm horrible because I don't know it, but I had never really heard about it.
What holiday?
That celebrates Native Americans, or essentially like Indigenous Peoples Day or something like that, that's celebrated on Black Friday, and that was their issue. It was like, why are we...
Oh,
we have this big capitalistic thing
right.
on Black Friday, but this is like, we celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day, which is... I'm not 100% sure that that's the name.
I think that sounds right. It sounds like something I've heard of. I can't really find anything on this.
Sure you can.
No, I really can't. I hit news and the top
they
thing...
They did change Columbus
the
Day.
The top thing that comes up says Coco's Otherworldly Mexico run
what
lands
we,
Pixar
oh, well,
tune
Indigenous
as
Day
markets number one.
Day. That's uh-huh. right. So it's not Indigenous Peoples Day. That's just something that I'd heard about Columbus Day. And I'm down. I mean, dude, I'm down with all of that. I'm down with like changing our collective histories and our consciousness about what we think about stuff.
Well, you were brought up, do you think it's not as successful because the anti-PC-ness of it? Is there a cloud over Thanksgiving?
I am not as sure about it, Abby. What do you think?
I mean, I think there is a little bit. And on the other hand, I think people also take the opportunity to do a lot more friend things, like more Friendsgiving and more.
Which I love.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, I generally have someplace to go.
Well, that's like, maybe it's not all, because like, it's not the.
We're not talking about, I mean, generally when I'm talking about giving thanks, I'm talking about giving thanks.
Well, like, not only like, that, but just Thanksgiving in general. When I think of Thanksgiving as a 34-year-old adult male in the United States of America, mm-hmm. when I think of Thanksgiving, I think of family, friends, food, fun.
Right.
I don't think of like
the Pilgrims.
Well, the Pilgrims had a great relationship with the Native Americans, and they taught us how to cook corn and turkey.
Yeah.
Like what you're told in elementary school. Like that has no connection in my brain with Thanksgiving. Right. None. Obviously, it's there because that's what I was told as a child.
Right.
Like, this is why we celebrate Thanksgiving, because it was a big friend thing and they helped us out and blah, 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 and then we slaughtered them. Well, we're just going to leave out that last part.
Right.
But,
yeah.
Like, I don't think of the Pilgrims and the Native Americans and they brought us maize and we gave them smallpox. Like, I don't, that has no connection in my brain. And maybe it needs to be there, I guess.
It probably does, you know, and I think that, like, you know, we were watching.
It's not the meaning of the holiday, though.
An episode about me, anyway. Yeah, I'm with you. On Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah.
And there's the Schoolhouse Rock that's called Elbow Room. Mm. And that's jacked up. It's like, Elbow Room. Elbow Room.
I don't remember that part.
No, I thought, because that's been a joke, like, for a little while, you know, like, with some friends. Like, Elbow Room, Elbow Room. Elbow Room. So, because we're taught. Good thing we found this beautiful land that's real fertile and plentiful and nobody was living there. How lucky
how
for
fortuitous.
Us. Yeah, and it's like, oh God, it's good to we're saying, raise the collective consciousness to a place that's
they
like,
did tell us that people were here, but we were friends with them.
Right. And we were real kind to them.
And we didn't know how to cook food, and so we're like, oh no, how are we ever gonna like survive this winter? Oh, these people are so nice.
The Indians helped
us make food.
The Indians, because we thought we were in India. So.
And so it's like, but I don't know. It doesn't click in my brain. But just like Christmas doesn't mean
Jesus.
Go Jesus for me. Like, it just doesn't.
Right.
So it's like, maybe it should, or maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we shouldn't put so much weight on Christmas since it's a Christian thing, and like we're trying to step away from that kind of stuff.
But it's all wrong.
But like, of course, like Jesus was born in July or something, right? Something like that. And like, I don't know what the real thing is, but like his birthday's not in December 25th.
Right.
Yeah. And so it's like, I don't know the meanings of behind or whatever that, but like, to me, again, Christmas is about like family and friends and fun and food and presents.
Yeah.
Like, that's Christmas.
Yeah. There's certainly
Christmas, a horrible Christmas music that I love.
Absolutely.
It's so funny. I like to sometimes think that, like, I'm so sick of this music.
And, right.
But it comes on, and
it's
I'm kind of like, you know, and you notice when you come into North Park on the 805.
Oh, yeah.
In the holidays, they string up the lights. Uh-huh. Yeah, they string up the lights over all the internet. And it's like, once you, like, you know, especially after 16 years of living here, it's like you, every holiday season, you're like, all the lights are on. You know,
that's like the star in Elkhorn, the star in East County Elkhorn.
Yeah, I'm sure.
There's a big old star on top of the mountain, and it lights every Thanksgiving night. Boom.
Yeah.
Like huge. You can see it from everywhere in Elkhorn.
Not during the holidays.
Just from Thanksgiving to New Year's, the star comes on every night.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. And
that's
just
like, that's the greatest.
Yeah. And it reminds you of, like, to be nice, you know?
And you
like,
drive by the Hilton and it says joy in the windows.
Yep. Yep.
And like,
it
that's
sure
a
does.
Stupid thing, but it's awesome.
It's cool. It's really cool.
I freaking love it, man.
Especially since it's like a good message.
I know?
It's like family and love and joy and peace.
I love it
so much. Yeah. It's great. It's great.
And that's right. Well, see, the thing is, I love Halloween also, and I love the horror movies and all that stuff. And so, like, I get to go from, like, Christmas 1, which is Halloween and like death, gross, gore, destruction, murder, mayhem, craziness. And I'm like, woohoo, let's watch Freddy Krueger slice off someone's head. Yeah. And then like immediately afterwards, I'm like, joy to the world. I love everyone.
Yes.
And people are like, no, you forgot about Thanksgiving. I'm like, no, because I can listen to, you know, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree while I'm getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Part of me is still, I still have an issue with like celebrating Christmas. Like I've already been doing my Friend of Santa shifts.
Oh yeah.
And it's not Thanksgiving yet.
Yep.
Like, and oh, yeah. So there's some of that, but at the same time, hey, you know what? I'm making money off of the holiday.
Oh,
you
it's
know?
True. And you're part of the problem.
I am. I am the problem. So
no, it's just, I don't know. I think I said it before even on the show. Why can't people just pretend it's Christmas all the time and just be better people all the time?
All the time.
That would be nice.
Like,
that would be nice.
People are like, ooh, it's the Christmas season. I get to be a good person now. I'm like, you know, no, just do that all the time.
I think that it's nice. It's nice to be reminded of that, like, during Christmas. But it's all, but just like Al Franken and me and everyone else, no one's perfect. No one's perfect. And so we can't always be that way.
Right,
so it's nice to have a time when you are consciously reminding yourself and reminding others that, hey, you're good. I'm good. Life is
like
good.
It's like it's all a script, man.
Nice.
It's all a conspiracy, man.
It totally is, man.
Because we go right from Christmas, where you're supposed to be a great person, into New Year's when you get a fresh start, so then you can start over being a shitty person all over again.
Where you can get drunk and cross every line you ever thought of. Yeah,
I'm just going to grab midnight. You and kiss you because it's midnight.
Yeah, I'm not going to respect your boundaries at all.
But no, it's like the whole like joy. It's supposed to spread and grow and everything, and then you're like, New Year's, fresh start. Woohoo, I forgot everything. And then you just start the year over as a big grumpy puss because you're like, ugh, I got to go back to work and it's not.
Well, no, for the first couple of weeks you're exercising. Right. And this is the year. This is the year I do everything good.
This. I just think it's
2012 is going to be my year.
It's just so funny that, like, it's just another day, but everyone puts this big old, like, I get a fresh start. I'm like, it's just tomorrow, guys. Like, it's just.
But yeah, it's a good message.
No, I get it.
Because every day is a fresh start. You know, like, I'm going to bed.
It's
you know,
a whole
and
new
tomorrow,
year.
Here I go
it's
again.
A whole other year.
And sometimes it's hard to do it day by day. So you do it year by year.
No,
once,
it's true.
Once a year. So.
But I'm already listening to Christmas. I found out that this Sirius XM 24/7 nonstop Christmas music was playing. And what did I do? Programmed it in my car. Boop. And it hasn't left since it's been there.
I listen to NPR most of the time in at work in the green room.
Yep.
And sometimes I leave and come back and it's on Kixi and it's got the Christmas music on, and I'm like kind of like, good for whoever you are who came in here and felt like you didn't want to listen to NPR,
right?
And wanted to listen to Christmas music instead. So
because it's fun, feel good, man.
It is feel good.
Even
it is feel good.
My big problem is there needs to be more Christmas music. Because every Christmas album by any artist ever is going to have like the same six songs.
Yep.
And so we're like, when we're going to play, whoop, here comes Up on the Rooftop. And it's like, ooh, Jackson 5, I like this one. And then like 3 seconds later, you're like, ooh, Harry Connick Jr., Up on the Housetop. Oh, got it. Great. Oh, Eurythmics. Ooh, the Eurythmics. They're going to be great. Oh, Up on the Rooftop. Huh? Great. How many times?
Up on the Rooftop.
But it's just like, come on. Like, just there needs to be more of them.
Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
Up on the Rooftop. I know. If I was in a better place to
do
some impressions.
You can do it. Do Willie Nelson.
Up on the Rooftop. No, hold on. Give me a second.
No, it's not going to work.
Up on.
You're on the.
To all the girls I've loved before, or traveled in and out my door. Up on the rooftop. Click, click, click. Down the chimney, old Saint Nick. That's a terrible Willie Nelson.
Terrible.
Sometimes, you know, like all my impressions, like sometimes if I get like
you
in the groove.
You get in the zone.
Yeah, you get in the zone. And do it like my great Hank Hill, you know, no one appreciates my Hank Hill. But.
You're Bobby.
Bobby, damn it, Bobby.
Bobby, stop dancing. Boomhauer, I could barely understand you. Must be the echo. I'm looking forward to when they take Hank Hill, or the King of the Hill, I mean,
yeah.
and bring it back into syndication. Now, I don't think it's in any syndication.
I don't
syndication.
Think it's on TV. It was on Netflix.
I found it.
It's not on Netflix.
It was.
Yeah. Right. Is it like on a TV station?
It's on TV station,
in
yeah.
Portland?
No. It's like on TBS or something.
Is it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Like, but I want to say like it's like early in the morning or late at night.
But it's one of those things. Like, I think, and also probably the people who own it are like, you know what? We can't all be The Simpsons where you're syndicated all the time, or
all
Seinfeld,
the time.
Or,
right, yeah.
or you know, Brady Bunch, or even like Brady Bunch and those shows. They disappear for a little while, and then when they come back, there's like, hey,
oh, yeah.
like Columbo's the same way. Like Columbo's like back on some syndication, and you're like, you ever watch Columbo?
What's his
no.
thing?
It's good.
What's his thing? What's he saying?
Just one more thing. Hey, just one more thing that bothers me about that, Doc. You know, I was thinking about that, Doc. There's just one more thing.
What was the other? What's the other?
Columbo thing?
Nope, not Columbo. What's the other show? With the bald, what's his name?
Kojak?
Yeah, what is that the name of the show?
Well, that's Kojak, who is a bald.
Yeah. What's his
lollipop sucking?
What did he say?
Oh yeah, damn it! Kojak's catchphrase.
What did he say?
Who loves you, baby?
That's what it is.
Who loves you? There it is. Okay, who loves you, baby?
Okay, great.
Mr. Kojak.
Oh man, Thanksgiving.
Speaking of the Brady Bunch, which is weird because it reminded me of Partridge Family.
Oh,
David Cassidy died.
Yeah.
I'm sad about that.
That is sad. That is sad. We watched a lot of Partridge Family back in the day,
mm-hmm.
and Partridge Family and Brady Bunch were like the like it was the Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune of you know.
Who had the variety show first? The Brady Bunch or the Partridge Family?
I think the Brady Bunch did it as a kind of.
Because they did all the music and songs on Partridge Family on
right.
the show.
On the Partridge Family was a musical show,
but
right?
But they had a variety show too, didn't they?
I don't know
or
if they
no.
did or not.
Because the Brady Bunch
they did a live
turned into
show.
Like a variety show.
But I don't know if that was like a normal it wasn't like a every week we're going to do a show. I think it was like a specials that they did every so often.
Yes,
gotcha.
They did like live specials. And it's a beautiful day in the sun. Uh-huh. And I'm trying to think of those other Brady Bunch songs.
That's the only one that matters.
There's another
when
one.
When it's time to change,
it's you time can to rearrange from what you are to what you want to be.
So good.
Time
so
to
good.
Change. Peter's voice is changing, everyone. Oh, that's good. See, that's another one for like when we do another music episode.
Oh, yeah.
Which is great. Abby, our theme song episodes and movie music.
I love
actually,
TV theme songs.
Yes.
Then you need to listen to our podcast.
I will do that.
You should.
So.
I have a problem with TV theme
songs. We do need to do another.
Them.
We do need to do another episode of that. Like we need to start cataloging.
Oh yeah. Well, Jessica made that whole list.
I just thought she did. I didn't read it. I thought it was just the ones that we did.
Oh, it was. But
okay.
like still like.
But we can use that to like
not do them again.
Right. Not do those again.
I can't believe she wrote down everything.
I did. I was very impressed too. Thank you, Jessica. Woo-hoo. Jessica, our PR girl.
Yeah, she's awesome.
But she's anyway.
Woman. Yeah.
She's one of our women.
No, she likes PR girl. That's her thing. That's her title.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's her
that's
hashtag.
Legitimate. That's yeah. legitimate.
Okay.
That's I saw Aunt Cindy today.
That's her thing.
Aunt Cindy was there today. And I should have told her that we talk about you on our podcast.
Yeah.
You know, so.
He does that often. Yeah. Woman. There's this hot chick. I mean, this gorgeous woman.
I very rarely say chick.
I'm just,
but I do say girl. And so I'm trying, consciously trying to not say
do you
girl.
Do you not like the word girl?
I'm fine with the word girl.
So if I'm like, I met this girl yesterday and she was awesome. And I'm talking about you. Is that offensive?
I don't think I'd find it offensive. It depends on the situation in which you met me. Like in this situation, yeah, girl's fine. But if you met me like I'm
applying for a job,
or I'm a professor.
Oh, sure.
You know, and
yeah, okay, I see it. But I don't think I'd say I have this girl professor. I wouldn't think I would say
I
that.
Hope not.
Probably like, not.
Like, oh, my professor's a girl. Like, I don't think that just doesn't sound right.
Right.
I don't know, it's weird.
It is weird. And, you know, and it's
maybe
funny.
It just sounds weird because I'm actually thinking about it right in this moment. Like, I don't know.
Well, and what's weird, too, is that we have to accept, as men,
yeah.
That we have, like, these wiring that has these sexisms in them that we're unconsciously aware of.
Absolutely.
We're not aware of. And so we're like, because we're not clearly, like, I've known Jared for a while.
Yeah.
And I know that you're not a sexist.
I'm a mad
person. But and I know that I'm not either. Right. But I know that that there are things, and a lot of, I got to give my Aunt Cindy a lot of credit. You know that it's like, you're absolutely right. I don't think about that, and I just say it. And as much as I'm not, it's clearly not intending. And this is the thing, what I would always get mad at her about.
Right.
Like, come on, now you know who I am.
Right. And just because I said the word girl doesn't mean that, like, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, and it could be in any other way. People say, I'm not racist even though I said this.
But then it comes down to the whole, like, pronouns and all the, and, like, everything. It's like, I say guys for everyone, and it's like, I'm not really calling you a guy. Like,
and I say boys for my friend. My boy, Dave Walker. I always say my boy, Dave Walker, and he's black, you know, and so, like, that.
Why you gotta say he's black?
Right. Well,
why you gotta make it about that?
Because boy is an offensive term to minorities. No, you know, to mainly to black kids. Because
Well, that's like a whole other can of worms.
Well, but it's along the same lines.
But
it's like,
yeah, absolutely.
But at the same time, I'm not intending it. Like, and that's to me, my boy is from the black community. Like, my boy, this is my boy. Huh. You know, that's like a black thing. You know, in my opinion, is
interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, but so is my N-word, you know.
That one I get. Now, is it the same thing? Like, is the black community trying to take back, like, now, boy, like.
Maybe so.
Like, you're, like, maybe like you so. Can't call me that, but I can use that word for me.
Probably.
Like, is the same concept?
Oh, for sure. No, you know, you say that, and absolutely. Hmm. Because it does sound different. If you talk about a black
guy. Do you think that's where
it
started? Because, like, I say, you know, that's my boy and whatever, too.
I don't think
do you think it's.
It would depend on
do you think it's where it started? Or. Like, is it just a common knowledge, like, your boys, like, say, this is my boy?
Well, and I think that, I mean, that's in the white community, I think, too. Like, you know,
but do you think it always
me and
was?
My boys.
Or do you think it
me and
came
my boys.
From, I don't know.
I don't know. I think it's also from childhood, too, because you're like, mm-hmm. all the boys are going to, you know, it's boys' night out or whatever, and girls' night out, and no one's trying to demean any of. You know,
boys will be boys.
Right. Yeah.
That phrase needs to disappear.
It does.
I don't think it does. Like, I think it needs to.
It just needs to mean something differently.
I guess.
And it doesn't need to be used as an excuse for
horribleness. Right.
Yeah, terrible behavior. So.
Yeah. I don't know. But it can be used. It's just dumb. I think it should just be kids will be kids.
That,
like,
might be better.
Just, yeah, because, like, anybody can run. Rampant in the backyard and jump off the tree and scrape their knee.
Yeah.
But people are like, "That's you're talking about a boy. Boys will be boys." I'm like,
I think
actually,
boys will
my
be
niece
boys is like a sexism like thing. It's more like gender oriented as opposed to racially oriented.
I always thought of it as like a gender thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's only offensive in our subconscious sexism that we have that we have to acknowledge.
Yeah.
And make an adjustment for. A lot. The bottom line is it's harder work, and you know what? Put the work in.
Yeah.
Then that's just the way it goes.
Absolutely.
That's the way it goes. You know, and people like don't want to do that. But anyway.
People suck.
People do suck.
People are good.
Engine. I guess.
I gotta believe that.
I
gotta believe that.
I don't know. It's like it's so depressing. Like the world is so.
Right
depressing.
Now, particularly, yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is. And, because people
everything
are like,
is depressing.
I could be a shit, and, like, it's what the majority wants. And it's like,
I can be a shit, and I'll get on the internet, and people are going to watch me, and it's going to be awesome for
right.
me.
Right,
ha ha.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll get on they're going to put me on TV, and it's going to be awesome.
It's a battle, man. It's a battle.
Yeah, everything sucks. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Give thanks.
Where's the Jack Daniels?
Just give thanks for a shit word. I'm sorry, dude.
No,
I didn't pour you. Oh, there is a little bit more.
Oh,
in
no,
there,
I got.
But
I'm
I didn't
still,
pour
I'm
you
still,
more
I'm
because you're driving home.
Yes.
And so, but my sister
that's
and
why
I aren't
I'm slowly enjoying.
So,
it's been,
and I have some other. What do you call it? Old Grand. Some other like whiskey too.
Ooh.
So
Old Crown.
When we go and visit with the neighbors, which we're going to do after. After
when
this
we're done
is over.
Here?
Yeah. Which you should come if you're not in a big hurry.
I have to go make pie.
Is that what they call it?
Because you didn't get a free buy?
No, well, no. I don't have... Man.
Sorry,
man. Sorry. No. I'm going to throw myself under the bus, kind of.
Okay.
So, not really. So I got home from work yesterday.
Okay.
And Samantha's like, oh, tomorrow we got to make pies for Thanksgiving. And I was like, ooh, what are you making? Like, as a layup for her to be like, I'm making you a pecan pie because you're my baby. And right. You don't like fruit pies. And I'm going to make you a pecan pie like I do every year. Mm-hmm. That was what the answer was supposed to be.
Right. She said, you're making.
Nope. She said, I'm making two apple pies because mom wants to have one at the house and we'll have one for Aunt Dina's house. And we're going to have a cherry pie because mom wants a cherry pie also. And that's it. And I was like, what? I was
like, I already got the ring. I don't need to make you more pie.
I was like, I literally said, I was like, what about pecan pie? And she was like, oh, your mom said she's bringing one to dinner. And so I didn't think we needed one. And I was like, but my mom said she's bringing to dinner goes home with my mom. like, I'll have a piece, and that's the end of that. That was good piece of pie. Yeah. Bye, pie.
Yeah.
I was like, you're, like, and I said out loud, I was like, but this is the first year you're my wife, and you made me a pie all the other years, and now you're my wife, and you're not making me a pie?
Get used to it. Get used to it.
And she was like, oh, but your mom said she's going to bring one. And I was like, yeah, but it's not my pie that you make me. Like, you make me
pie.
You're
going to lose all kinds of pie.
But she's like, and then she felt bad. She's like, oh, but I didn't think about it. And I was like, why did you think about it every other year? But not, it was just, it was a big, we laughed about it. But it was just like, we just got married, literally just got married. And you made me a pie every other year when we weren't married. And now we're married and no pie. I'm like, it starts.
That's
like,
funny. You know, we've had several years together, you know, and are coming up on 10 years of being together. Jesus. Of Thanksgiving time.
Yeah.
And we get the SeaWorld pumpkin pie, which is good.
I love
pie. And we take it to generally wherever.
Yeah.
But a lot of times I've noticed over the last couple of years, Andrea was like, I don't really want to take it someplace.
Right.
I'd like
want
to just
pie.
Have this pie. And
right.
So, like, Tony's house, Shanna has a pumpkin pie.
Absolutely.
And then she's like, dessert's covered at her mom's house. So I'm like, are you saying you want this pie? She's like, I want this pie.
Yeah.
So we're keeping the pie at the house. And so we're going to eat that pumpkin pie.
It was
pie.
Just so funny. And then when I got home today, I was like, do you need me to go to the store for anything? Or I was like, you know, whatever. And she's like, no, mom picked up the stuff. And I looked down and there's pecans there. And I was like, you're doing this out of spite now. Like, you're doing this because I said something. Like, it's not the same. I was like, I really appreciate it, but it's not the same. Mm-hmm. Like, I shouldn't have to say, make me a pie.
Hey, but if she makes a pie, hey. You know, right.
It's just so funny. I laughed. I was like, why? Like, it was just so funny. And she, in her mind, she's like, well, you're going to have pie. Your mom's going to make a pie, and she's going to bring it to dinner. And I'm like...
Because part of you are, like, thinking, like, I'm going to get pie, and then I'm going to get, like, three extra pieces when I get home.
Yeah.
And I'm going to eat that
I'm going to have pie for breakfast. And, like, right. All the things I'm not supposed to do. But guess what? It's in my fridge because it's my pie. Because no one else likes pecan pie at the house. No one,
right.
Except for me. So if there's pecan pie in the house, that's my pie. Which is why when they make the pies, like, her sister makes the pumpkin pies, Samantha makes the apple pies, her mom wanted a cherry pie this year, so we made cherry pie. And there's usually a pumpkin pie, an apple pie, pecan pie, and now there's cherry pie.
What's in a pecan pie besides pecan and sugar?
That's it.
Really? So it's just like a fruit pie?
It's just sugar.
It's like a fruit pie
with
pecans.
It's literally made with pecans, brown sugar, corn syrup, pie crust.
Corn syrup. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
It's so good.
I like pecan pie a lot. I'm a big pecan pie person.
Like, well, I don't like fruit pie.
I like fruit pie, too. But when I first made a fruit pie, which was in Oregon,
yeah.
We had blackberries all over the place.
Sure.
And delicious. Delicious blackberries.
I don't know.
They're good.
So I'm sure they're good, but I would just rather eat them instead of, I don't need to cook it.
I don't know, man.
Fruit gets weird when I cook it.
Not a fruit pie person.
I'm not.
At all.
No,
yeah,
I don't.
Okay.
I'm not a big
pecan pie. Do I need to go over this again?
Well, I like pumpkin pie too. I like pumpkin pie.
Okay.
Pumpkin pie. I eat like pizza. I heard Zoltan say that. I was like, I thought I was the only one that did that. But apparently everyone does that. I don't use a plate. I literally just grab pick it up.
Because it doesn't hold together really well.
So you can just pick it up and eat it.
But you got to get like some whipped cream on a dollop of whipped cream.
The ready whip on thing,
That was Snoopy.
What's your... I know that you, if you're going to make something for Thanksgiving, you do your fruit pizza, right?
That's just a thing that I've been making for a long time and that people associate with me.
Gotcha.
So much so that when we put out a Lawrence family cookbook, that recipe, but it's not my, I got it from my mother.
Nice.
You know, it's not that, it's not a big secret. You know, right. It's not that hard. It's just, this is what it is. But, you know, when you make it and you make it with care and with love, it's delicious.
Well, yeah.
People lose their mind about my fruit
it's
pizza.
It's ridiculous.
Over the years, like, seriously, people have
so
lost
good.
Their mind.
Yeah.
Like, fruit pizza. Like, and the crew of Pets.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they go bananas
every year.
Every year. Yeah. Like, when I bring in some fruit pizza, they lose their mind.
R.I.P. Pets Christmas.
I know.
Dude.
She saw the new Pet Show. Or the Pets. Mm-hmm. The
Wondrous Night.
Yes. 40 minutes long.
How was it?
40 minutes long.
40 minutes long.
Did you see did you witness the birth of Christ with camels?
And puppets and ballads.
Yeah, puppets and,
is it good? Is it at least good, like production quality? Or is it total garbage? You can say it's total garbage.
It's not total garbage.
It's just an expensive,
it's very
overly long piece of garbage.
Yeah.
Just that kind.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah. I haven't seen it, so I can't really say it.
I'm sure it's
and
bad.
I still work there. So.
I'm sure it's bad.
Most of the actors were good. The two leads just were weak. They needed some more.
Ooh, is Philip a lead, I wonder?
Is SeaWorld people in that show?
He is like...
I thought it was contracted.
He is like... He did Cirque, and then he is doing this as a contractor.
So he ditched SeaWorld and went contractor.
At least for this, yeah.
Weird.
So, yeah, which was bullshit. Like, I'm like, we can't audition for this?
Right.
Yeah.
Back to the fruit pizza thing. What's your favorite thing to consume at Thanksgiving?
Ooh, that's a good question. Golly.
Like, your favorite. Like,
so good.
Because, what do you turkey or do you ham?
Both. Like,
okay.
Both.
Okay.
And they're both different animals.
Right.
You know? And so I love a good piece of turkey.
Are those the two main proteins?
Yeah.
Okay.
Generally, like, I don't think, you know, we never do lasagna or something like
right.
You know, like, some people do whatever.
Mashed potatoes?
Love.
Okay.
Love.
Are they usually just standard? Are they garlic mash? What do you rock on Thanksgiving?
You know, I think they're generally fairly standard.
Smooth, creamy, gravy.
With gravy.
Sure.
But... Andrea is making mashed potatoes this year for her mom's house tomorrow.
Nice.
And she's kind of looking for recipes, so butter, milk, salt.
Yep. I used to be responsible for potatoes.
Maybe sour cream.
I made them three ways. I made garlic, I made regular, and I made vegan.
Which means no milk, no...
It was all fake stuff. Well, they were turned out to be the best kind, because I called them vegan stuffed mashed potatoes, and I put like fake bacon bits are made out of soy. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Mm-hmm. All bacon bits, or most
unless
bacon
it says
bits?
Real bacon. But
really?
if it's like a Bacos or whatever, it's like the crunchy kind.
Those are
they're
lovely.
Soy. Yeah, soy. So I use those, and then I peeled the potatoes and fried the skins, and then I put the potatoes in there with the bacon bits and chives and a little bit of vegan sour cream and vegan cheddar cheese, and it's like a baked potato, only it's like mashed potatoes, and it's like...
No, wait a minute.
Way
so
delicious.
You fry the skin, and then what, put it on top?
I layer it in, like,
layer it on
it.
Top?
I put, like, a bottom layer in, like, a little... Whoa.
Nice move.
How did that even happen?
That was awesome.
Dude, I just knocked the pea popper off.
That's all right. Pop your peas all you want.
That was crazy. I don't even know how that happened. So I put it in a loaf pan. I put the fried skins on the bottom, and then I put mashed potatoes in there, and then I put another layer of the fried skin, so it's like a texture thing inside the mashed potatoes. It's really good, if I do say so myself.
No, it sounds delicious. And you like food, and you like to cook, and so I trust that you, you know, like me, I feel like, you know, if I'm going to make something, generally it's going to be good.
Well, and what I want to do now is make them not vegan. I want to make that recipe...
With real bacon?
With real food.
Pork.
Right. Not that, I mean, the vegan one's good, but I made them because there's vegans in my family, and I was like, I'm making potatoes, so I'll make them three ways, and that's
considerate, and probably really good.
Whoa.
What'd you do?
Did that happen to you too? Did your ears get weird?
Yeah.
Like went left, right, left, right, left, right.
I didn't notice.
Anyway. Okay. Do you have sweet potatoes or yams or something?
We do. And I've kind of like turned a corner. I used to not be a sweet potato person at all.
Okay.
But now I kind of like sweet potatoes. Now, I like all kinds of sweet potatoes.
Are they plain? Do you do the marshmallows on top? You know, do you do the brown sugar?
My dad does a sweet potato that is like more of whole, you know, like quartered sweet potatoes.
Uh-huh.
And then with like marshmallows and syrup, I think, on top.
Mm-hmm.
But then sometimes like they're mashed and they're good.
Are they like the white sweet potatoes or like the yam, like the orangey yam color?
It's a good question, and I'm not 100%
I always
sure.
thought that was the same thing, but apparently they're different.
Really?
Like sweet potatoes are apparently white, and yams are the
more reddish. Orange, yeah. Huh.
Who knows? I always called them sweet potatoes, and they had marshmallows on them when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What else? Do you, green bean casserole? Are you guys? Does
I
that
like
happen?
Green bean casserole. Andrea particularly is not a green bean casserole person.
The first year ever I've had green bean casserole.
Yeah, we never
so
did.
So wasn't
we
a
did,
thing.
We didn't do it in our house that much. Mm-mm. But I'm a big fan. Like I love it. In fact, Abby scooped me up as pitiful little amount of green bean casserole today.
No.
And so like later, I was with the fork and eating it. Eating it later, but I could have just said, give me some more. I was just full.
Does the green bean casserole, is it like canned green beans with the can of Campbell's mushroom with the French's crispy onions?
Pretty much. I'm sure. I don't know who made the green. Do you know who made
them? I don't know who made them.
Tony's been doing an outstanding job for the past several years food.
When I think green bean casserole, that's what I think. The other, do you know Jamie Kugler, SeaWorld? She did Dolphin
Sea
Lion and everything. Yeah, anyway. She has Thanksgiving, Friendsgiving. She does it all the time, and I got to go this year. And somebody made green bean casserole, but it was like fresh, like real green beans.
You already had it.
And like, it happened at her house last Wednesday, I think.
Nice.
Anyway, but whoever made the green bean casserole, I was like, this didn't come out of a can.
So what did they do?
They used fresh green beans. And I was like, this is a whole new thing.
And it was delicious.
It was so much better. Because like when I think green bean casserole, everyone does the same
thing.
Out
of the can.
They get Del Monte green beans, dump it in the casserole thing, use the can of Campbell's mushroom, dump that on top, and then sprinkle the French's crispy onions.
And then bake it and you're done.
And it's done. Yep. Right. And it's always the same and like whatever.
And I like it.
And it's good.
For some reason, I like canned green beans.
No,
like,
me too. I love them. Love them.
Right.
But now, do you like fresh green beans? They have that snap and
so
everything to them.
Good.
So I'm like,
picture that, and then you make your own mushroom gravy.
Good Lord.
And then you, like, fry up some real onions and put, like, you know what I mean? Just
it's
picture
serious.
Green
yeah.
bean casserole.
It's
and
legit.
Now picture it, like, real.
Right. Yeah. I see
or
that.
Or fresh.
Like, yeah, I could see that.
It's so much better.
Yeah, I bet. I bet.
And it's just more time and effort that somebody went mm-hmm. through. But if, like, if you're going to, like, a potluck event or, like, a Friendsgiving or whatever, and you're like, I'm going to bring, like, I make cranberry sauce, and I make it. And
that's awesome.
So what's now? What do you have to get to boil?
Do you use
it?
Ginger?
Yes, I use clove, ginger, and a little bit of cinnamon, and I top it with
orange extract,
orange zest, and Grand Marnier orange liqueur.
Oh,
is what I use.
Wow,
nice.
That sounds good.
It's very good.
You made it this year?
No, I'm not.
Are you going to?
Nope.
Boo.
I'm not making anything.
Make extra and give me.
Well,
something.
See, here's the thing. It's hit or miss. Because it's also the same thing with stuffing at my house or dressing. Do you call it stuffing, or do you call it dressing?
Generally stuffing.
Stuffing. I call it stuffing. It never goes in a bird.
You never put it in the bird?
Sometimes, but it's not usually.
Right.
But so here's the thing. I like I prefer like stovetop. Out of the box, mix with water, put it on the thing, and that's the stuffing. And it's so good. Love it. I love it. And then there's like, well, Aunt Cindy made stuffing, and it's got the raisins, and it's got the broth, and then whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where's the boring stovetop out of the box?
Right.
That's good. Like, not that one's bad. She put time and effort into it, but I don't know. They got it right. They got it right out of the box. And it's the same problem that I have with the cranberry sauce, because I love my homemade fresh cranberries.
Uh-huh.
I freaking love them. But people are like, nope. They don't want to do it at all. They want the jelly out of the can thing. They want, like...
Yeah, right.
They want jelly
like
cranberries.
With the formed sides of the can in it. So...
So anyway, yeah, anyway, I don't know. I was just wondering what your favorite thing to eat was.
So much.
And I just talked about everything.
So much, yeah.
It's usually at the
mashed
table.
Mashed potatoes.
Corn? Do you guys do corn?
Not really for Thanksgiving, generally. It's funny. It is. It's more green beans than corn.
Yep. What's, like, the other vegetable? Like, literally green beans is the only vegetable?
It seems that way. Like, today, like, we just, like, literally just tonight had... Actually, today I've had two Thanksgiving meals because I did this event at SeaWorld.
Right.
And I had to work it, and so you get to eat afterwards. And it was they did a good job.
Nice.
And so like they had turkey and ham.
I love Thanksgiving Day at SeaWorld at the
lounge.
Where
you get your free stuff?
No, just like the lounge meal.
Yeah.
Like when it's like March I call it Thanksgiving, but when it was like, you know, they just had the turkey and the peas and the mashed potatoes and everything. I was like, that's my favorite day at the lounge. I would get it even if I brought lunch. I'd go to the lounge and I'd be like, give me the turkey, give me the peas. Anyway.
Uh-huh. So I had two of those today. And literally they were ham, turkey, green beans.
Sure.
There was salad. Oh, dang it, I didn't get any salad.
Of course
I'm thinking
not.
About that now.
Of course. Yeah,
well, right. You know,
that's
afterwards.
What I'm saying. What's the vegetable? Like, there's no vegetables.
I wanted it, though. While I was walking through the back, I was like, oh, I'm going to eat you. I'm going to eat you. I'm going to eat you.
Right.
I ate all of them except for the Caesar salad.
Yeah, so. It's weird. Like, the only vegetable that usually pops up is green beans. I think.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
I mean, there's corn, but that's not really a vegetable.
We never have, literally, I love corn. Love corn, but we never have it for Thanksgiving. Hmm. So.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, and then what's your pie of choice? If you can only have one pie.
For Thanksgiving, it would have to be pumpkin pie. I mean, like, just in general for Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. Pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
Or pecan.
Or I love pecan pie. Love pecan pie.
Well, I was listening to Zoltan, and he's like, it has to be pumpkin. If you say apple, like, go celebrate 4th of July. That's apple pie time.
That's
like,
true.
Not get it out of my Thanksgiving, is what he was saying. I'm like, yeah, I kind of get that. Anyway, we've been talking forever. So let's stop talking. I'm just glad we talked about Thanksgiving a little bit.
Yeah. We didn't talk about TV.
There's not really anything to really talk about
for Thanksgiving because there's no TV.
Charlie Brown.
That's not a thing.
Dude, you don't remember, like, Peppermint Patty, like, has nowhere to go, and then she goes to Charlie Brown's grandma's house, and then
kinda.
Snoopy makes popcorn and food?
Kinda.
Gah, it's like a classic.
But right on.
What's it called?
Happy
Is it
holidays.
A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving?
Yep, I think so.
Perfect.
Okay. Yep.
It's
yep,
perfect.
Yep.
It's perfect.
You can all look that up,
Perfect.
Pop all your peas all you want, man.
Let me hold this up. It's perfect.
Ooh.
Look how different that is.
Isn't that, it makes such a big
perfect,
difference.
Perfect. 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 Anyway, I'll stop doing that. That's annoying. anyway, yeah. Abby, thanks
Happy
for
Thanksgiving.
Being
Happy
here.
Happy holidays.
Thanks for having me.
Abby's leaving in the morning. We're taking her to the airport at 6 a.m.
Nice.
Tomorrow. So.
5 a.m. Where's home? Portland?
5:30.
No, you're...
What? 6.
Your flight is at...
Portland.
Nice. Portland?
My flight's at 7:50.
Where?
Portland, Oregon.
Portland.
Portland.
Yeah.
Stupid peebopper.
Yeah.
Well, safe travels, safe flight.
Thank you very much.
Wait, you're flying on Thanksgiving morning?
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I went for I was actually supposed to leave last week, and I got my flight switched to this week. And
did
I was
they
just
charge
for
like a crazy upcharge for that?
$25.
Wow.
Pretty
yeah,
good.
Thanksgiving
nice.
Normally is like, we're going to take all of your money.
Oh, not on
I
Thanksgiving.
Think that, yeah, I think like if you fly on Thanksgiving or on Christmas, like you can get a decent deal.
Yeah.
Like just because most people
and
don't want to
fly
on
like,
the
I
holiday.
Guess, yeah, they want to be there before or
right.
after, yeah.
Like the Monday right. after Thanksgiving, it was like $78.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for being here. Thanks for providing a woman's perspective on me being a horrible person.
Absolutely. Always happy to.
I'll tell you how horrible you are.
Hey, I know it. Like I said before I even said anything, I was like, this is going to sound bad. And I don't know. I hope it didn't sound that bad.
It's not.
I'm just tired of being depressed all the time, I guess.
Be happy.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Don't
that's
worry.
That's what we do.
Be happy now. Joy to the world. Dude, what's the song that they sing in Brady Bunch Christmas when he's like stuck in the thing? Anyway, I don't care. We'll talk about that later when it's Christmas time.
Right. We got a whole month.
Yeah. But anyway, thanks for listening. And this has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And
we'll see you on the couch.
Life's a Binge. Bow, 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 bow.
Right? This has been a Life's a Binge production. Please leave us a rating and review on iTunes, Podomatic, and Stitcher. Follow us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. And be sure and check out lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the couch.